Studies in the New Testament. Title: God's Word is Very Clear. Only One Atoning Sacrifice is Necessary. A note: space limitations for the article prevent being able to print the entire text. So we ask you to first read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. We suggest that you also keep this passage open before you for reference as you listen to or read this article. A popular expression these days is, quote, "Let me be clear," end quote. Speakers preface their statements in this fashion because they believe that what they are about to say is very important and they don't want anyone to miss or misconstrue it. Thankfully, all of Holy Scripture is abundantly clear. This blessed truth is brought out repeatedly in the Bible, such as in the psalmist's declaration concerning God's Word, quote, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path," from Psalm 119, verse 105. Whether we are reading the law of God, which reveals God's holy will, or the gospel of Christ, which makes known God's gracious plan for our eternal salvation, it is reassuring and comforting to know there is no unclearness or ambiguity in any of these important truths. A good example of the clarity of the gospel is found in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. The inspired writer makes it absolutely clear that by Jesus' one sacrifice on the cross, he atoned for all the sins of the world for all time. This is stated repeatedly. We read again and again, quote, "This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God," end quote, verse 12. By one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified, end quote, verse 14. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin, verse 18. You can even go to the verse preceding this section and find it once again stated, quote, "We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all," verse 10. If this gospel declaration is so clear, why the need to say it repeatedly in such a short span in the Bible? This is due in part to the denseness of mankind's sin-darkened mind, and also his tendency to think that he can contribute to his own salvation. Consider the following. While the Roman Catholic Church teaches that Jesus is our Savior from sin, nevertheless, they erroneously hold that Jesus' one sacrifice didn't atone for all our sins. Because of this faulty belief, they have manufactured so-called meritorious deeds for sinners to do in order to absolve them of those extra sins. These include repetitiously praying the Lord's Prayer, idolatry, saying the Rosary, and vainly offering up a supposed bloodless sacrifice of Jesus in the Mass, the Lord's Supper. Contrary to these empty practices, the Holy Spirit clearly presents throughout Holy Scriptures the case for Jesus' satisfactory payment for all sins through his one sacrifice. The Apostle John testified repeatedly, both in his gospel and epistle, of Jesus' one sacrifice atoning for all our sins. In his inspired record of John the Baptist's ministry, he quotes the baptizer declaring concerning Jesus, quote, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world," end quote. Chapter 1, verse 29. Also in his epistle, the apostle made it crystal clear that God's one sacrifice of his precious Lamb washed us completely clean of all our sins, saying, quote, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin," end quote. 1 John 1, verse 7. Thank God, he is abundantly clear in his holy word that by Jesus' one sacrifice on the cross, he has made full satisfaction for all the sins of the world. Our author is Mark Gullerud, pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Bowdoin, South Dakota, and Zion Lutheran Church in Ipswich, South Dakota.